880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we've got a great show today. Two superstars. We're going to start off with Art Falcone. He is the chairman and CEO of the Falcone Group. He is one of South Florida's most accomplished investors in the home building space. We're going to discuss private equity and the home building space with Art Falcone, local investor, thanks to the IMN Real Estate Network. IMN is sponsoring their event next week. It's the Real Estate Private Equity Home Building Forum on Land and Home Building. It's April 22nd to 23rd at the Ritz-Carlton South Beach, Miami. I'll be there. Art will be there. It'll be a great place to learn about the equity investing game and the real estate game. If you like, you can get a discount for listening. Their discount code for listening to the show is JF20. It saves you 20% off the current rate. So JF20 gives you 20% off of the IMN conference rate. And to register, go to imn.org, www.imn.org, and you'll get there. Website, and you'll be able to use the discount code that I just gave you. We'll be right back after this short break. We'll have Art Falcone and then our second guest, Victoria Labombe. We're going to rock the room. We're going to teach everybody how to rock the room and make their speeches back after this. Oscar, take it away.
Vengeance. Get ready to dream big with the Miami Marlins on opening night at Marlins Park. Enjoy all-you-can-eat seats starting at just $22 and get a 2014 magnetic schedule courtesy of Mikosuke Resort and Gaming. Plus, enjoy an amazing post-game fireworks show presented by Pepsi. Get to your seats early and don't miss out on the fun. Opening night, March 31st at 7:05 p.m. versus the Colorado Rockies. Visit Marlins.com for tickets. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, our whole first hour is devoted to our IMN guest, Art Falcone. Art is the CEO of the Falcone Group, and he's got all kinds of new great things going on. We're going to talk about that. Art is brought to us by the IMN Private Equity Forum on Land and Home Building East. It's going to be April 22nd and 23rd at the Ritz-Carlton South Beach. You can get a 20% discount if you use the discount code JF20, and make sure you go to www.imn.org for more info. Did I say too many W's there? I don't know. But anyway, Oscar, do we have Art? All right, Art, how's it going?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm all fired up. I'm really excited to talk. You know, I've been a fan for years from afar. I know that you've been doing some great things in downtown, some great things all over the state with the home building. But I really want to start out by framing things up, Art. Can you tell us a little bit about the Falcone Group and what you're up to today?
Sure. I'm the Falcone Group. We are general partners in two companies, one called Encore Real Estate Opportunity Fund and another one called Rescore Apartment REIT, which is a private REIT right now in the real estate space specializing in multifamily for rent.
Oh, so then your experience has always been horizontal homes, and now you're doing apartments, which I think is a great thing. We'll talk about that a little more. And what's Encore up to?
Encore, over the last 4 years, has been investing across the country in distressed, opportunistic real estate. And presently today, the company owns many master plan communities that were basically bought in the distress of the 2008-09 timeframe. And we're also building condo towers in several states as well. So the company right now is doing business in California, Texas, Florida, and Arizona.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, Art, let's say, I guess our topic today is sort of about equity investing and in land and home building. How's the market for land today versus, I guess, at the trough or the upward swing of the last cycle? What's different today than the last time we were coming out of a recession?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say land prices have recovered quite a bit from the 2009 recession depression.
Uh-huh.
It really depends on where you are in the country. I would not say they're up to the prices that we've seen in the 2005, 2006 period of time. But in certain areas in the country, it is, but not too many. The areas that we're seeing the most aggressive would be, of course, in the Northeast United States, has surpassed the prices of what they were getting for condos and houses in 2005 and 2006. We're seeing the same type of results in San Francisco. In Florida, Florida is recovering, but the recovery is fragmented. So we're seeing a nice recovery in South Florida, and we're seeing a nice recovery in Orlando, and then other parts of the state that are lagging but coming about would be Fort Myers, Tampa, and Jacksonville. Recovering, kind of, I would say, we put that at the bottom of the list of the top five.
Well, it sounds to me then, having been part of the real estate market here for decades, I got my start with my mom. She sold houses up here in North Dade back in the 70s, back in the gas crisis days. So I've been following the industry for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And, I'm wondering, what is it that you're doing this time as far as size of deals and structures and terms? Are you looking specifically in Encore to do a specific type of a transaction these days?
We've invested about $1 billion of equity over the last 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and like I said, most of it has been what we call distress opportunistic, where we have done workouts to buy deals through bankruptcy or foreclosure proceedings. Most of the deals that we do are larger in size,
uh-huh.
So most of the things that we're looking at would be anywhere between $20 million to a couple hundred million in each deal.
Oh, okay.
And that would encompass, master plan communities and or condo towers.
Now, you mentioned something a couple of minutes earlier, which talked about prices and values are increasing significantly in the Northeast and may have surpassed their pre-recession levels. So as a guy that grew up here watching the market, like I said, with my mom since the 70s, mm-hmm. every time it gets liquid up north, they move down here and we see a spike. Are you starting to see the people from the Northeast finally showing up and competing with the Latin buyers for some of these deals?
Yeah, that's a very good point. We just started seeing that really in the last, 18 months. Before that, it was non-existent. One of the things we always see is when the Northeast part of the U.S., New York, Jersey, Connecticut, when they start taxing their residents in many different ways, or you see that they have a bad winter. You know, Florida is always a big winner in that cause, and the same thing with California. Whenever we see you know, California raise their taxes to their residents and citizens, you know, people go to either Vegas or Phoenix. So we're definitely seeing more of a resurgence of the northeastern buyers.
Yeah, my family was Bergen County. We left Bergen County in like 1969 for my dad's health. We moved down here. So I think everybody's got a story why they moved down here. Everybody's got a grandmother that lives down here, and they're always just waiting to join them, it seems like to me.
Yes, definitely.
Now, what do you think? You know, we've got Janet Yellen now. We've got a new Fed person up there. They're trying to keep things consistent, but that never really happens. They're jawboning about raising rates, which means we know they're going to raise rates. We knew they were going to raise rates. When she said we were going to raise rates, we saw that the stock market didn't really like it. What do you think the increase that's eventually going to come on interest rates is going to have on the home building and home buying businesses?
That's a good question. You know, as you know, the Fed's in their bond buying policy, where they were buying whatever north of $70 billion a month to keep rates down. As they go off of that addiction and start buying less of their own paper, which they already started that process, you will see rates, normally go back up. So the way we look at it is, we look at, the 10-year and the 30-year, rates quite a bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the way we look at it is a normal 10-year to us is you look at whatever the CPI of inflation is, and you take that, whatever you think that is, if you think it's at 1% or 2%,
right.
And you look at GDP growth, whatever you think that is, at 2% or 2.5%, and you add the two together, and the equalization to that is really a 10-year rate, because if you're going to buy paper, you're not going to buy something less than what the inflation rate is and not less than what GDP growth is. So if you add those two together, we see 10-year rates, rising into the fours and over the next couple of years, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And then, 30-year rates will definitely rise with that index on whatever spread that you see the difference between 10-year and 30-year today.
Mm-hmm.
But historically, being in the business for a long time, we've seen the home building business, condo business, people looking for 30-year mortgages. I over the last 30 years, I haven't seen the industry really go into like more of a shutdown mode until you start seeing rates on the 30-year start going into the sevens.
Yeah.
Because then a lot of people, as you know, when the rates start going into the high sixes to seven, then they start going to an adjustable rate mortgage, which is less, right?
Yeah.
And they, they do that, and that helps out the industry. But, I think we have a ways to go on that, because we're still at very historical lows on total permit activity in the country today. A normal permit activity for sale and for rent houses at the size of the economy we have or the population would be probably about 1.5 million to 1.6 million starts, home building starts, including condos and everything,
mm-hmm.
a year. And, this year the industry will do about 950,000 to 1 million. So we still have a ways to go to come to a normalization.
Well, listen, I want you to hold on right there, because we talked about the condos and the apartments. I know that you've got your other group that talks about apartment development, and we want to talk about things you're doing in urban cores around the country. So if you could stick with us just a couple minutes, we're going to pay some bills, we're going to come back, and we're going to keep finding out what you think about the home building and equity market. I really appreciate you hanging out, Al.
Very good.
All right, Art, we'll be right back with Art Falcone. Oscar, take us out. All right, we're going back to Miami, and when we're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Baseball's back with a vengeance. Get ready to dream big with the Miami Marlins on opening night at Marlins Park. Enjoy all-you-can-eat seats starting at just $22 and get a 2014 magnetic schedule courtesy of Mikosuke Resort and Gaming. Plus, enjoy an amazing post-game fireworks show presented by Pepsi. Get to your seats early and don't miss out on the fun. Opening night, March 31st at 7:05 p.m. versus the Colorado Rockies. Visit Marlins.com for tickets. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Okay, everybody, I forgot my glasses today, so I'm going to read this ad. As we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute and new high-def lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Here comes my favorite part. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom-Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report, so visit bascompalmer.org. Or call 305-243. Here it comes again, 2020, to schedule your consultation today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with developer Art Falcone. Art has got a couple different companies that he uses to invest in real estate all across the country. He does condos, he does horizontal development, he does homes, he does apartment buildings. We're going to talk about all that stuff here in the next 15 minutes. Art, thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Listen, Art, I know that you guys have been doing a lot of urban stuff, capitalizing on some close-in opportunities that you've observed here in South Florida and other sub-markets. What do you see going on in the apartment market, especially since we talked about the fact that we see interest rates rising? How are you guys handling that as you underwrite projects that go 3, 4, 5 years out?
Sure. Well, you know, we think with the demographics of today, with the millennials, are more prone to renting versus buying. So, you know, we've seen home ownership rate in our country at, you know, whatever, 71-72% at the height, and, you know, now it's coming into approximately, you know, 60-62% overall. So, you know, that's a shift of approximately, you know, 12 million plus people. Whoa. That have gone from for sale to for rent.
Whoa.
But when you look at the amount of people have that are more prone to renting versus buying, we think it's more like 50% if you look at the millennials, which is like 72 million of those.
Uh-huh.
And why that is because they like to live, work, and play in an urban environment. They like to rent a place versus own it. You know, when we were growing up, we were always taught, you know, the American dream, you know, you buy in the suburbs and so on and so forth. Now, you know, when you look at the drive time around, you know, most American cities right now, and you draw a circle around it of a one-hour drive time, let's say, or a one-hour train ride, there's really not much property that you can build, you know, detached housing on, because it's more higher density when you're within that, you know.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Can't find it anymore.
Exactly. So you know, we're seeing more of a shift to higher density product, and with the millennials, we're seeing more of a shift to for rent versus for sale.
Now, are you doing any mixed-use projects? Because the way I've seen it, at least here in Miami, the only way to pay for any in-town land, even if you're going to do apartments, is to mix it with a hotel, maybe do some condos, some retail. Is that what you guys are seeing in the projects you guys are looking at?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Yeah, it's definitely, whenever you're within an urban core, you know, normally, especially like with Miami 21, it's basically justifies you to, on the first floor, you have to do, like, as an example, you know, retail. You know,
yeah.
That's the code, right?
Yeah.
So you definitely see more and more of that, and a lot of the big national players that are in either home building business or mixed use are doing more and more in the mixed-use world versus just, you know, single-family homes.
Now, do you like to team up with somebody that has expertise? Like, for instance, if you're doing a condo, a nice luxury condo in a nice area of Los Angeles, I'm making it up, would you do that? Look to do that with, let's say, a hotel?
Sure. Yeah, we've been we have been teaming up with different hotel brands, restaurant brands, you know, throughout the country. That makes sense and has, you know, synergy together, you know, both in the hotel side and or the restaurant side to have all the amenities.
Now, what type of hotels do you typically like to have teamed up with your project? Do you like it to be more of a full service thing, or do you like more of a select service, limited service, or does it really depend on the condo price point and the location?
Yeah, I would say it's more of the condo price point and location, but most of the time, when you're building in an urban core, you're going to more of a upper price point because your land costs are higher. So it forces you to do that. So it would be more of you know, an upper price or a full-service hotel.
Now, as a design consideration, because we're talking about here doing high-rise apartments and also condos and hotels, I've seen a lot of the apartment guys going to incredible amenity packages and smaller units. Are you seeing a trend like that too?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Well, when I look at the apartments I was developing, you know, 25 years ago or 10 years ago for that matter, we have been in our new designs over the last, I'm going to say, you know, 6 years. We've taken out of a two-bedroom apartment about 150 square feet.
But does people really notice that, or is that just space they don't use?
Yeah, no, they really don't notice it because it's not space you relatively use, and you know, people are looking at what are they renting an apartment for? You know, like what's the whole dollar that they're putting out each month? That's most important to them. But you know, the things for a young renter today, what's very important is you know, is Wi-Fi and all the technology in the building, and what's the amenity package, and where's the location, what's the walk score, you know, to restaurants and to my work and things like that, or mass transportation. You know, those are really the key things that people are looking at today in the urban core.
Now, when you do your developments, do you typically partner up with a local operator, or do you create your own operating team out in the region?
Yeah, today we have operating teams throughout the country on the ground in nine different cities. And we do also from time to time, probably 30% of the time, we will also partner with great entrepreneurial developers in that marketplace.
Well, and this is where I got to do our plug to pay the bills for Joanne and the IMN people for putting us together. You know, you can meet Art and other people that are in this space and team up with them or create joint ventures or working relationships. April 22 to 23 at the Ritz-Carlton South Beach. You can go to www.imn.org for more information. And if you use the discount code JF20, you can save 20% off of the current rate by being a listener to the show. So, Art, when you go to these events, and people come up to you, they ask you all kinds of different questions, but what do you think is the most important thing that people need to focus on as our economy shifts gears from recession to recovery? Sorry, I mean, you know, look, I got all these questions here. I got to ask somebody.
It's all good questions. Well, I don't think there's, you know, one thing that you can really, you know, put your finger on. I think it's multiple things. I think you have to have your eye on, you know, where interest rates are going to be going in the next, you know, 3 years. If one is modeling that they are not going to go up, I think that would be a mistake.
Right.
And also seeing where potentially where construction costs are going to go also.
Well, those have gone up a lot, no?
Yeah. It depends on if it's a high rise or a house. You know, we've seen costs go anywhere from 15 to 30% up. So, you know, you have to be cognizant of that and put that into your underwriting. You know, in this business, because it's kind of time delayed, right? By the time you start something to the time you finish it, you never know what would happen on unpredictable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from that standpoint. But, you know, the key thing, I think, is to have low leverage as well as those other two items I just mentioned. You know, it's much different than what we've seen in, you know, the early 2000s where everybody used a much higher leverage ratio. And, you know, those days are over.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I think that if you're going out there, you have to have a high amount of equity. You have to have a good operating team that you know who they are. And if you're going to partner up with somebody, you better know who you're partnering up with on those transactions. Now, you're in a bunch of markets. It's sort of like a smile from New York, New Jersey, Florida, Texas, across the bottom, Arizona, over to California. Are there any new markets other than those that you might be considering as you look forward into the next few years?
Yeah, we've been looking at Seattle and Denver as well.
Oh, okay. What attracts you to Denver?
Job creation. You know, what we study is where jobs are.
Sure.
And creation of jobs and household formations.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thing. We studied a lot of that data. And we're seeing some great data coming out of Denver and Seattle.
What do you think about South Florida as far as a jobs creation standpoint? Because I always pound my chest that we don't just need jobs here. We need the entrepreneurs that have careers, and then they bring the jobs. That's sort of my thought pattern. What do you think about the job engine that is starting to become the area north of Miami and Wynwood and over by the new train station over by the airport that's going on over there? All kinds of new stuff happening over there.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. You know, I think Miami's going through another resurgence, and I think if you fast forward this 10 years from now, we're going to see a Miami that surpasses what we did in the last 20 years. And you know, I do a lot of traveling around the world on business, and I will tell you that if you're in Asia or if you're in the Middle East or South America, Miami's on everybody's horizon.
Really?
And everybody loves South Florida.
Awesome.
And a lot of people trying to figure out, you know, how can I open up my business here versus just going there to have fun? So, you know, I think we're seeing more and more of that, and people are taking South Florida a lot more seriously from a business standpoint.
Now, we've talked about the differences of the different markets across the state, and we only have like 2 or 3 minutes left. 3 minutes left, I'm told by Oscar. We have 3 minutes left. So what do you – you know, obviously Miami is an outlier. It's got all this international attention, all this international equity. What do you think the next market in Florida to catch fire is? Orlando starting to bubble up. Is that the one?
I would say, you know, Orlando has bubbled up pretty much at the same time as Miami. It's not just because of Disney, but you have a lot of technology companies that have moved into Orlando that creates technology of electronic games and things like that and studios.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing a lot of real business go there, as well as medical research and hospital type of businesses.
Oh, Lake Nona,
right?
Orlando.
Exactly, Lake Nona. So, you know, Orlando is definitely a serious place. And, you know, I think with the All Aboard Florida train that's going to start up here in the next 2 years, that's going to be a great thing to connect, you know, Orlando to Miami, as many people when they come, you know, into Miami or vice versa, Orlando, they come to both places. And I think that would be a great addition to both economies.
Are you looking to capitalize on All Aboard Florida at all?
Well, as you know, we own Miami World Center. We have different people we have brought in to develop different portions of that. So that's where we think that'll be a big boost for Miami World Center.
Oh yeah, and you're doing retail, you're doing condo rental, everything there. It's very exciting. I can remember going to the Pink Top Hat, and the area has certainly changed. And I want to give you guys a lot of credit for that.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, we've only got a minute left. So, Art, I want to thank you so much for calling in and talking to us today. Sponsored today by the IMN Conference. Again, I want to just mention that the IMN Private Equity Forum on Land and Home Building is going to be April 22 and 23 at the Ritz-Carlton in South Beach. All kinds of great speakers like Al and all kinds of great investors like Al. And you can get more information by going to www.imn.org. And if you use the code JF20, you can get 20% off. So I'll be there. Art will be there. Come learn how to make money and invest with the private land and home building folks. And Art, I want to thank you so much for putting up with my questions. And I really do appreciate you coming back. Hopefully we'll get you on again sometime soon.
I look forward to seeing you on the 22nd, Jim, and thanks. Good question.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much. Art Falcone, of one of the big investors here in all kinds of horizontal and vertical development for residential. We'll be right back after this short message. Oscar, take it away. I keep blowing down. am the breeze. And the reason that I am the breeze is because Tarek Maddox teaches me how to run fast. Why? Because Tarek Maddox trains NFL players like Frank Gore and Lamar Miller, and he keeps me fit for life, too. Let him change your life. Become fit for life with Tarek Maddox. Follow him on Twitter at Tarek Maddox. That's TerekMaddox. Or call him at 786-278-5584. Get fit for life with NFL trainer Tarek Maddox. Do it today. Again, at Tarek Maddox, or call 786-278-5584. Be the best that you can be. Get fit for life with NFL trainer Tarek Maddox.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy a car, you gotta... Oh, I'm starting all over, Oscar. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for any time for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Baseball's back with a vengeance. Get ready to dream big with the Miami Marlins on opening night at Marlins Park. Enjoy all-you-can-eat seats starting at just $22 and get a 2014 magnetic schedule courtesy of Mikosuke Resort and Gaming. Plus, enjoy an amazing post-game fireworks show presented by Pepsi. Get to your seats early and don't miss out on the fun. Opening night, March 31st at 7:05 p.m. versus the Colorado Rockies. Visit Marlins.com for tickets. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Delays now if you're traveling out of downtown Miami. It's going to be a stop-and-go ride. 95 northbound headed towards 103rd Street. Southbound 95 crash clearing at State Road 112, one of the express lanes affected there. You'll find delays on the Dolphin westbound from 12th Avenue to the Palmetto Expressway. Now southbound Palmetto stacked up in between 58th Street and the Dolphin. It's a much better ride in Broward County. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and I want to remind everybody that the UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is its comprehensive approach that they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, folks, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 10 years in a row, and it also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. And if you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative, interesting things there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
All right, we are back and we are cranking. We have got the bomb. Victoria LaBomb is on again with us. We're going to talk about rocking the room in your presentation, and we're also going to talk about the really cool thing that she's got going on in San Francisco and New York, where she teaches all these folks how to rock the room. Victoria, how you doing?
I'm great, Jim. How are you?
Oh, I'm fired up to talk to you like always. Now, listen, Victoria, tell me a little bit about your background. What does a creative communication strategist consultant do? That kind of sets the table for what we're going to talk about.
Great question. Well, it's creative because I think a lot of us in business, we tend to shave off parts of our creativity. So I want to come at it taking all of your talents, whoever you are, and bringing them to your platform, your presentation, your meeting. So that's the creative part. The communications is I focus specifically on people's communication presentation skills. And strategy means it's not just for fun. There's a clear, directed intent behind it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even just in this week's Wall Street Journal, they were talking about why likability matters more than ever at work. And they use some of the same kind of things that you're always talking about, being authentic, looking somebody in the eye, all kinds of different techniques that you're always talking about.
That's right.
Now, how do you get the people that you work with to express who they truly are, and do they really want to show people that? Because sometimes it may come off like just like an act.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's interesting you use the word act, because a lot of people misconstrue the concept of performance to mean phony. But I think of performance in two ways. Partly it's how you perform, like a job review, your job performance. You know, how are you fulfilling your expectations? And secondly, performance in the best of ways, because the best performers on stage, whether you're on Broadway or at your kid's high school, are the ones who are authentic, who are true, who you say, I feel they're not acting, they're honest.
Oh, yeah. It's always, to me, it's just bringing them in, drawing them in so that they forget where they are and just being there with you. And I got to tell you, with a lot of these speeches, you're out there. They got their tablets going. They got their iPhones going. They're clicking and everything else.
Yep.
And you've got to really learn to include different components to get them to put that down and bring them in, even if it's just for a second, then they go back to it.
That's right. That's right. And back to your point about, you know, how do you get people to express who they really are? How do you get them to be authentic? The key is... And I'll give you a tip for your listeners and all of you out there. Think right away. The best way to present really is to focus on your audience. Now, that sounds very obvious, but what makes us nervous, what makes us phony in life is when we're focused on ourselves. Those are the people who posture, who try to wear clothes to impress everyone, who set up their home or their office to impress. It's all about them.
Oh, wait, that's what Bruce says.
Yes, and the same thing happens in presentations. So the next time you have a meeting you have to present, think about the audience. And then it doesn't matter if you stumble a little bit. It's not about that. It's not about perfection. It's about connection.
No, thank you so much. You must have heard me mess up on my live read in the last segment.
I did, but it was great because you said, let me try that again. You know, it was fantastic.
Oh, thank you, because I crack up at myself, because if I took myself too seriously, I would just be absolutely overboard with paranoia and stuff. I want to just have fun. I just want to project it. I'd like to try to, sometimes I'll speak to somebody on the phone, even if it's just an assistant at somebody, well, I don't mean to say that, even when it is the assistant at somebody's office, because I don't want to say just, because they're very important. And I hear the smile. I say, oh, I hear the smile in your voice. Make sure you keep that smile in your voice all day. Oh my God, I've just made somebody's day. They just laugh and it's just the most wonderful thing.
About you, it doesn't matter if it's perfect. You know, you're so real, you're so fired up that we tolerate any stumble.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Well, I'm the bomb too, but I don't want a bomb. Now, how do you help people become someone that people like? I mean, that sounds like it's an easy question, but it's not really.
Well, it is not really. You're right, absolutely. And of course, one can't please everyone all the time. So, what you're really looking for in business is the people who are going to connect with your message. That, of course, is different if you're within an office. But as a presenter, which is my area of expertise, you know, everyone in the audience is not going to get you. They may not need what you're offering at that time. But if you're true and you're committed, like I said, to them, and one of the techniques I teach is called KDF, you think, what do I want them to know? That's K.
Mm-hmm.
What do I want them to do? That's D. And what do I want them to feel? That's F. And if you focus on that and it's on them, you're going to get very far.
Oh, my gosh. You know, all your little things and all the things that you teach, I want to take our second segment to talk a little about that, because I really want to learn more about what goes on at these big closed events that all these muckety-mucks attend to learn how to be better presenters, and maybe a couple of crumbs will fall out that I can use. But why did you pick this portion of the presentation industry to get involved in?
Which portion do you mean, Jim?
The exciting – oh, there's more than one. You know what? How about – golly, what a bad question I asked.
No, I'll take it from you. I will.
Thank you. Boy, you stumbled. You made me speechless.
Ah, that's perfect. So, it's great for an audio show, right? Be silent. So here's the thing. What I'm looking for is to help people to, as you said in the beginning, to express who they really are in a creative fashion. First part of my title. And so for all of you listening, you think, well, I have this hobby. You know, let's say you love toy cars, or let's say you happen to know a lot about photography or golf. I say, how can you bring that into your presentation or communication? And I have seven different strategies for doing that, you know, as an analogy, as an image, et cetera, et cetera. So you start expressing yourself completely. Instead of separating your work from your play, well, my car collection or my photography doesn't belong in the presentation, we look at ways to integrate. I call this the prism effect, the full spectrum of who you are, and how do you bring that to the platform? Because it's so much more fun for you, and it's so much more fun for the audience.
Oh, 100%. I couldn't agree with you more. Just yesterday, I was speaking to somebody in Chicago. I spoke about how my family was from Chicago, how I worked in Chicago for a couple of months during a summer, and the person identified with that summer remembered what they were doing that summer. And before you knew it, I don't want to say we were fast friends, but we certainly had a very nice business acquaintance going.
Exactly. It creates what I call as Velcro communication. You're connected to that person. And so for all of you, you know, think about what passion you have, what personality element or what part of your past, your passion, your personality, your past, you can bring in. And what happens when we don't do that is we often speak in one color. We corporatize ourselves or we Botox our personalities, as my friend Connie Podesta says. You know, we take out the best of who we really are.
Well, I want to make sure that I'm able to project the best of who I am and that you continue to project the best who you are. And everybody out there, you want to make sure you keep projecting the best person you are. So stick with us, because in our next segment, Victoria is going to talk about what she teaches some of the big muckety mucks to pay the big bucks to go to her fancy sessions. And we'll also learn what goes on in those sessions right after this. Stick with us. Victoria, you can hang out one more session, can't you? All right, back after this with The Bomb, talking about rocking the room. Take it away, Oscar.
Bye.
You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. Victoria knows that. She just talked about it. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, well, they know that too. Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, all of them. That's why they always give you, their customers, more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I've leased a bunch of Infinitis from them. I knew I was getting the best price every time because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Last week, you heard me interviewing Ron Book, Lauren's dad. He talked about how Lauren's walking from Key West to Tallahassee to raise awareness this whole month for our most at-risk members of our community, our children. He told us how 95% of child abuse can be prevented with education. Go to laurenskids.org. Join Lauren and Freed on Business in our fight against child abuse. Go to www.laurenskids.org to learn more and follow Lauren as she walks across the state stamping out child sexual abuse.
Baseball's back with a vengeance. Get ready to dream big with the Miami Marlins on opening night at Marlins Park. Enjoy all-you-can-eat seats starting at just $22 and get a 2014 magnetic schedule courtesy of Mikasuki Resort and Gaming. Plus, enjoy an amazing post-game fireworks show presented by Pepsi. Get to your seats early and don't miss out on the fun. Opening night, March 31st at 7:05 p.m. versus the Colorado Rockies. Visit Marlins.com for tickets. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Oh, man, I just love that music, and I love diving into the Marlins game. I can't wait till opening day, but my bad back is going to keep me out probably till the middle of April. So, Don Weidenfeld, get ready. You're going to the Marlins game instead of me. And, you know, you only have one pair of eyes, so you... Oh, I've got to read this one, Oscar, because I forgot my glasses. I've been making mistakes because I forgot my glasses. You only have one pair of eyes, so for LASIK surgery, trust your eyes to Bascom Palmer Eye Institute. For 10 years in a row, Bascom Palmer has been named the nation's best eye hospital by U.S. News and World Report. Bascom Palmer's board-certified physicians perform thousands of refractive procedures each year, and Bascom Palmer centers in Miami, Palm Beach Gardens, and Plantation are home to the most advanced diagnostic and therapeutic technologies available for not only LASIK, but for every type of eye care. So you can feel confident you'll get the results you're looking for. Visit BascomPalmer.org/LASIKs to learn more today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. I've gotten the thumbs up from Oscar, which means we are on the air, and we are with the bomb, Victoria LaBomb. She's, my gosh, she teaches people how to make great presentations and how to rock the room. She's got boot camps that she gives for some corporate executives, we're not allowed to mention who, that are famous. And so we're going to get some tips from her, and we're going to learn what they do at that boot camp. Welcome back, Victoria.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I got to make a quick adjustment right away, which is just for all of you listening. These are the events that Jim's talking about are actually for elite, advanced, creative, executive entrepreneurs and artists and authors.
Perfect. I couldn't say it that well.
Yeah, we have one coming up in May 8th and 9th, and it's an extraordinary collection. We've got three spots left, but just to give you an idea of the mix, which is what's so cool, we have a celebrity nutritionist coming, we have a top New York City architect coming, we have someone who runs a Columbia University department coming, we have two top executives from big tech companies, we have, I'm trying to think of who else is coming, a branding specialist from Boston. So it's a really interesting mix of executives, entrepreneurs, and artists. And so what we do for those 2 days is we look at amazing, fun, creative performance elements like storytelling, like audience engagement, like how do you create a bit, like a funny bit? Because that's what people remember from a speech. You know, no one comes up to a speaker and says, I loved your third point on leadership, but they say, oh, I love that thing that you did or that story you told. And that, Jim, is what we'll be doing.
Oh, that's just great. I know that I kind of try to experiment around with stuff like that on my own. At a recent event, I was with I was interviewing somebody in front of a whole bunch of people, and the guy turned to me and goes, you know, Jim, I can't deal with this for 47 minutes. I go, you don't have to worry about it for 47 minutes. About 15 minutes in, I turned to the guy and I says, it looks like he's getting a little bored. So since I do a lot of radio, it's time for a commercial break. I said, now, buddy, who did the financing for your last project? And his banker stood in the room and just like got as big as an oak tree. It was amazing. And it engaged the whole room. It did the front to back. It was great.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I didn't even go to your thing yet. So that's the kind of stuff that you kind of teach people how to come up with and stuff?
Right. This is not like stand like this, let's count your ums, let's gesture like this. It's much more creative and it's fun. It's 2 days and we have dinners, we have photo sessions. I have a celebrity guest coming that'll blow people away. They're going to be tweeting to friends going, you're not going to believe who's here.
No, bye.
You know, I want my events not to be like this hardcore boot camp. I want them to be fun and celebratory and creative and high stakes and high takeaway.
So it's a fun camp, not a boot camp.
That's better.
All right. All right. Well, it's a fun camp for grown-ups. To me, it sounds like a fantasy camp for Jim Freed is what it sounds like.
Yeah, well, you should come.
Well, I'm going to have to talk to you about that off the air.
Yeah, and by the way, for those of you who are kind of going, how do I find out more and all that stuff, if you just go to rocktheroom.com, rocktheroom.com, it'll bounce you right to my website. You can email us right from the homepage, and we've got free articles there. So come on over, rocktheroom.com.
You know, it's something that most people need today, depending on what, you know, they're trying to do. The thing today in today's business is it seems like everything and everybody is starting to be commoditized, and what we're talking about is ways to break through being a commodity and actually creating a space for yourself. This is where I need Bruce. And we go, well, and we keep referring to Bruce. It's Bruce Turkell who introduced us, for the record.
Right, exactly.
And Bruce is our branding expert, because this is where Bruce comes in and goes, exactly, how many times do I have to repeat that?
He's absolutely right. And what I want to do and what I do for my speakers is when there's a convention and, you know, there are 20 different speakers, everyone's talking about you. And they're saying, did you see Jim or did you see Don? And then they say, I'm so sorry I missed your session. I heard it was fantastic. That's who we make you become, the one everyone's talking about.
Oh, my gosh. So you create the buzz. You put the Z in buzz and the capital B, I guess.
V in va-voom.
Oh, you put the V in va-voom. Oh, I like that. You must have been practicing that one, Victoria.
Va-voom, rock the room. No, I just made it up.
You're too cute. You're too cute. Listen.
I think it's actually a little bit racy. I think I better delete that one from the list.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes people like that, too. You never know. You got to go across all different kinds. But, Victoria, we've only got like another minute or two left.
Okay.
So why don't you tell me a little bit more about your event and how people can get more information about your I don't want to call it an event, about your fun camp for creative people.
Yeah. Well, you're so sweet, and I want to give people a tip. I'm going to give you a killer tip at the end of this. So let me tell you a little bit about it, and then I want to give you
only have 3 minutes in the whole show, Victoria, so that's a heads up.
You were doing 45 seconds.
Done.
All right. Are you ready? Here we go. 45 seconds. Go. So for those of you listening who are keen to learn more, who also want a free article, just come to the website rocktheroom.com. You can enter your email and get a free killer, killer, killer article called 20 Tips to Turn Your Presentation into a Performance. So grab that. And if you want to come to the May 8th and 9th event, we have 3 spots left. You can email us from the page rocktheroom.com.
I'm going there. I want the free tips. They're priced the right way.
So here's the tip. Never end your presentation on a Q&A, because you want your final moment to be one that you can control. You always want to put your Q&A right before the end, and then you end and you say, all right, I have a final video, story, quote, question, image, and you leave people with the impression that you want to control and create. So there's your tip. Never end on a Q&A. Always control the finale.
Oh, yeah, because the person that's asking the question, they're trying to control everything.
There you go.
Oh, Victoria, thank you so much. Your website one last time. All right, Victoria's rocking the room. We'll want to thank everybody today. I want to first of all thank Victoria. I want to thank the IMN Network for giving us Art Falcone. I always want to thank our sponsors, Tarek Maddox, Warren Henry Automotive, UHealth, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, Miami Marlins. I can't wait to jump back in and dive back in with the Miami Marlins. Bruce Turkell, you heard Victoria and I talking about Bruce. Lawrence Kids, Publix, Magnum Energy Solutions, of course, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and again, UHealth. But most importantly, I want to thank our listeners, because as Victoria and I and Bruce Turkell and all our speakers always talk about, it's really all about you. It's about you, our listeners. I want to make sure you go to our Facebook page, engage us, like our show, tell your friends, join the community, and give us feedback. I'm all over the place. I'm on Vine now, at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business on Twitter. I'm on Facebook personally, and I'm going to figure out how to get on Facebook as a business. I'm on LinkedIn, YouTube. I've been kind of slack on YouTube. I got to start pumping those YouTube videos again. And, of course, our website, which gets bunches of hits, and you can hear all our content on all the time, is www.freedonbusiness.com. Next week, we're going to talk the condo market with Diego Ojeda. Diego, one of the new young lions of development in South Florida, is going to be here in studio. We're going to talk about the condo market with Diego. Thanks again to IMN. Now, if you missed the show, it'll be up on the website. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something, that person finds a way. Others, they just find an excuse. Now, go out there and make it happen. Talk to you next week. Oscar, it's yours.
You say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But do do da da dee 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 dee. Well, a hush fell over the pool room as Jim had come bopping in an awful street. When the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe a song, a different kind of story. When the-